Right, we have St. Mary's Principal Cody Havronic with us. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, we got just a few things going on this week, and spring break is coming up.
Yeah, spring break this week, and had a few activities last week and a couple activities this week, so should be a pretty fun and exciting week. Kind of a quick recap of last week. Boys basketball had a couple games. They had their sub-district basketball that took place in Elkhorn Valley last week. On Tuesday, St. Mary's defeated Spalding Academy 70-37, so that gave them the opportunity to play on Thursday. And then on Thursday, St. Mary's defeated EPPJ 46-31. So that earned them the chance to get to that district final tonight versus Hyannis. So should be pretty exciting.
One more game to take care of, and then maybe head to state.
And then three more, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yes. One more game to get him to Lincoln, and that'll be next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Boy, the speech team has been really busy doing well.
The speech team's been very busy, and they've actually got another meet this Wednesday. Oh, so they'll have four meets in 7 days.
Wow.
Is how the calendar worked out this year. So last Wednesday, they traveled to Newman Grove to go to the Newman Grove meet. Betsy Crumley placed second in that meet in the humorous pros. Will Ott placed fifth in the informative. And Andrew Coolmoose placed fourth in entertainment and sixth in extemp at that Newman Grove meet. Then on Saturday, they hopped back in the bus and traveled to Battle Creek. Vera Butterfield, she placed second in poetry in Battle Creek. And Betsy Crumley placed third in humorous pros Battle Creek. Isaac Everett did a little junior varsity that day, and he placed fourth in entertainment that day. And then yesterday, they hopped back on the bus again to travel to the NVC conference meet, and that was held at Springview yesterday. Vera Butterfield, she placed first in poetry at that NVC meet. Betsy Crumley placed fourth in humorous. Will Ott was fifth in informative. And then Betsy Crumley and Ellie Atkinson had a duet, which they placed second. And then Vera Butterfield, Betsy Crumley, Presley Pribble, Will Ott, and Alyssa Farringer placed fourth in their OID speech. So congratulations to the speech team members. Again, they've got another meet this Wednesday. So they've had a busy run here this week.
All right. And there's been a lot of neat things going on at St. Mary's.
Yeah, I do want to give a quick shout out to Lauren Winkelbauer. We found out yesterday that Lauren was the winner of the St. Mary's Geography Bee here a few weeks ago. And we did find out yesterday after she took her state Geography Bee qualifying test that she qualified as one of the 100 students that earned their way to Lincoln on March 27th to compete at that state Geography Bee. So I want to wish Lauren good luck at the state Bee. Again, that's going to take place on March 27th. So we wish her the best.
Awesome. And what's preschool been doing?
Yeah, preschool's had a lot of visitors these past couple weeks. I do want to give a quick thank you to all the recent preschool guests. They've had a kind of a farm unit they've been doing. Kind of all their theme stuff is going with the farms. And they also had kind of a dental health day a couple weeks ago as well. So do want to give a thank you to Dr. Mary Lozing from Kirschenbrock Dental. She came in to talk to the students about teeth health. Again, on that farm theme, Mrs. Shohan had a couple other visitors. She had Joe Pongratz came in, and he brought a calf for the students to see and have some discussions over. And then Zach Sybil brought in a horse to kind of round out that farm theme.
Wait.
So, again, thanks to all those members of the community that help and come in for the preschool.
Yeah. Saw the sixth graders celebrated Dr. Seuss Day.
Yep. Sixth graders, they had kind of put on their annual play. They've been doing this here for a few years, and they've been working hard on their play based off the Dr. Seuss book, Sneeches on Beaches. Mrs. Carol Fear and Rennell Ott, they've been working hard practicing with the sixth graders, get the play just right. And then yesterday afternoon, the sixth graders invited the grade school as well as parents and grandparents to come and watch the play. So during the play, the sixth graders did a great job. And after the play, the whole school had a little fun as they danced to the Macarena and the Chicken Dance.
Uh-huh.
So I want to say thanks to the sixth graders and thanks to Mrs. Fear and Rennell Ott for all their hard work. And there's several other people that Mrs. Fear thanked at the beginning of the play. So thank you to everybody that helped out.
All right. Got a short week, but a busy week.
Short week. Yeah. A couple things going on the next couple days and then should have a little bit of a break. So today we've got that ESU 8 High School Quiz Bowl. And then we've got that basketball district final versus Hyannis. That's going to take place in Valentine, 7 o'clock. I think, Scott, you said 99.9 on the radio.
Yep, 13:58.
That's going to be if you can't make it. I think Strive TV is also going to be broadcasting if you can't listen or watch. Yep, they're going to be out there doing the game as well. So tomorrow, March 4th, we've got the ESU 8 Junior High Quiz Bowl. Speech is going to take place in Riverside. Our sixth graders are going to be heading to Vocations Day, and then we've got the all-school mass at 8:10, high school Stations of the Cross at 3 tomorrow, and then we've got our booster club meeting at 5:30, followed by home and school meeting at 6:30. So we kind of tried to cram everything into one day so we can take spring break on Thursday, Friday, and the rest of the weekend. So
all right.
Do want to make a quick note next Monday. There is no school for students next Monday, March 9th. St. Mary's teachers will be having a staff development day that day. So kind of a quick note, the next day of school after the break will be on Tuesday.
All right. And hopefully maybe next week we'll be headed to Lincoln.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So good luck to the St. Mary's Cardinals tonight in the district final of Valentine.
Perfect.
Thanks Cody. Scott. Yep. Cody Hebronic, principal of St. Mary's School.